Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, there's a charge on my checking account that my husband made, and it's for express shipping. And he said he made a answer to survey for Verizon Wireless, and he's supposed to be getting a free iPad. Is that what this $7.95 shipping is for?
I can pull it up and check for you. What is the zip code?
28018.
And the name?
Glenn Russ.
One second. All right. Yes, he got a $7.95 charge. So what happened is he entered a sweepstake for an iPad. That does not necessarily mean he will be receiving it. That just means that he has a chance to receive it.
Well, why are you charging $7.95 for shipping if he's not going to get anything?
So that goes towards shipping if he wins it, but it's a contest entry, like a sweepstake offer. You know how like you do like maybe with this let me see. I'm trying to get an example. Like with a scratch off, like the lottery stuff, like you might pay $2, $3, $5, $10, $20 for the scratch off, but it doesn't mean that you will hit for that amount of money. It just means that you could once you do the scratch off. So that's what he did. It's like an offer. So at the end of the month, they send out an email and let you know if you won or not. And if you did win, the $7.95 also goes toward the shipping and handling. It only takes like 3 to 5 business days to go back and to come to your home, and it's delivered through USPS.
Well, if he don't win, does he still have to pay that $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. Anytime you do a contest entry, that's what it's for, because it's an entry fee.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.
No problem. And thank you for calling the customer service.